Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, Gloria, God go by. 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 Gloria, Gloria, God go by.
Deeper than a mound, what we're talking about. Taking you on home, cause you're up in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone. Now you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone. We're gonna tell it.
Oh, on Grooving Gospel, Glorious Gospel Vibes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You are listening to your host, Evangelist Bill, the Pope in the house. Mr. Derek Tucker, Dr. Philip Dukes in the house. Sister Evangelist, come on, I'm running it. How are y'all doing today?
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? Beautiful day in the land of the living.
It's all beautiful. It's all beautiful.
Praise the Lord. Yes, it's all beautiful. I hear noise. I hear some noise in the background. What's going on? How y'all doing?
You always hear something.
You sound so chipper today. Well, by golly.
She got her wig clean.
That's what it is.
And my ears, too, so I hear some noise. Let me see. How's everybody doing? Be nice. Be nice today. Be nice. You don't be nice, I know where you live. December in period. That's it. Yeah, that's it. You be nice. And we be nice. And, you know, I look timorous today.
Hey, you must have got a touch this morning in church. You've been all dignified and everything. Oh,
yeah. We
got
church on the internet. You know, I can't reach out and touch nobody. That's a good thing. So, we social distancing too. So, I can't reach out and touch y'all, but I can touch y'all after the fact. Put that in your mind and conceive that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, this is a beautiful day. I don't care what she says. It's a beautiful day. That was Kwanzaa in the house with Mark Prentice and Sabria Reese in the house with Praise Him, Praise Him, Praise Him. And that's what we need to do, Praise Him, Praise Him, Praise Him. But now, we have some feedback in the background. Let me see who this is. Let's just test it out.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Is Minister D. I figured that. I just told you that. Mr. D, who house you over?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sitting here by myself. With the speakerphone on.
Oh, speakerphone. You might need to cut that off and put that up to the head. Put it to the head like you do at gym. Put it to your head.
Don't start none. Won't be none.
Uh-oh.
Oh, like you do that gin bottle. Put it to your head. He know. Anyway, look here. Before we get crunk on the gospel station, gospel on the air station, I'm throwing that out there. Could I get a prayer from you, Mr. D? Bring us.
Lord, we thank you for another day. Allowing us to see another day, to be in the land of the living, and we don't take it lightly. You could have snuffed us out and ended our days, but you chose to let us continue. Lord, we thank you for letting us continue to let us minister to the people over the airwaves and reach them in their homes, in their cars, on their cell phones, and we do not take it lightly. We forever give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Now, Mr. D, you left out a part in that prayer. And we woke up this morning and our bed was not cooling bowl. You forgot that part now. Y'all remember?
And our tongue cleaved to the roof of our mouth.
Your tongue got to cleave
to the roof of your mouth. Yes, sir.
You know, you're saying the right thing.
Yes, sir.
Dukes, because he says a word in there, and you know he one of them country boys, you know, back in the backwood country, because he says snucking it out.
Yes, sir.
That's what I mean.
Snuck it out.
Hey, you couldn't take me back there, boy. I was a boy in church. That's what they should say, man.
Snucked it out. That's oh, right. My goodness. I put that in my body book, because I got a body book. I'm writing now. I'm doing up a whole new body book. I had one before. But it was destroyed. I had everybody's word you can name up in there. Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's good. So, anyway, look here, y'all. We're going to run some gospel here today. I'm going to tell you, let me tell y'all something. I just want to appreciate our listeners. And the reason why I want to appreciate, I went to my stats the day before yesterday.
So you got 10 stats.
And oh, my goodness. The last show we did, I think we had almost the whole United States listening.
Mm-hmm.
The peak was all the way to the top of the chart. I said, oh, I thought I was seeing things. I had to touch it. And I just want to appreciate every listener that's listening in to this broadcast. I tell you, y'all doing me so good.
Amen.
You do the heart good. The heart good. God is pleased with you today. Woo! I tell you, because I sure certainly am. So that's a wonder. That's a wonder. That's a wonder. But before we get coming, we're going to run a song by you, Lord. Thank you, I got that. Because, woo, I got everything. I tell you, I'm just so grateful, so grateful.
Amen.
I got that, and we're coming back right here with the gospel news. Bishop, you got Black History today. I hope you got it going on.
I so do. I so do.
Run it.
So no.
Okay. After the break.
Well. Hey, JP. 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 Dub. My block. My block. Woo. 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 Woo.
I got no reason to fear. I got Jesus on my. I got that. 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 V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. I got no reason to fear. I got Jesus on my. I got that. I got that. I got that. I got that. I got that.
Oh, I got that, baby. I got it, got it, got it. Did again. What you talking about? Anthony Brown in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We getting ready to crunk it with the good news of the day with Master D in the house.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Run it.
Woo. Okay, you know, you said, I had to jump, I had to jam before.
Bring it. All right.
All right, news for the day, y'all. I'm quite sure you all know, over the past week, we've lost two more civil rights icons. John Lewis and C.T. Vivian, people who have spent many days and sacrificed many of days and their lives, that we may have some of the rights that we, privileges that we enjoy today. So my question is to you all, since all of our civil rights leaders are dying off, Who did they ever give the mantle to carry on? Who do we have now to carry on this fight? I mean, there's not that many fighting because, you know, we've been privileged with so many things now. So who's left to fight? Who's willing to fight?
They got one lady, you know, who's supposed to take his place. I don't know how fight which fight she got.
And this is not taking a shot at the generation. I mean, I'm saying it for all of us. You know, who's willing to?
I don't think it ever will be because
I don't think it's gonna be another coup like that.
But I can tell you why. What I believe. See, now these different people started organizations that they may have wanted to put somebody over. Okay, but from
I hear feedback.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Better?
I hear feedback, Mr. D.
But
okay,
I don't,
all right. Go ahead.
But I don't think, because see, from 1863 to 1968. Can you hear me now?
We hear you.
From 1863 to 1968. Thank you, Sister Pepper Cohen. We were in a different position. In our social lives in America, from 1968 to 1985, 86, we had got some more changes done, but we start dropping the ball because a few of us got in. So this generation now, we got some of the same systemic problems, but it's not like it was between 1863 and 1968. And what we have to do now is we have, as individuals, collectively, we all have to stand up. Because you got to remember, every black person, a lot of black people were against the civil rights movement because they were afraid. They did not join into that until after the fact. Preachers didn't like Pastor King when he started.
So today,
what we have to do now today, we have to start standing up on a different platforms of doing what's right. And especially, let me stick this pin in here while we're talking about this. The black Christian church, that is the major problem in America. We're talking about black culture. I'll leave that alone right now.
How should I talk? Shaka Khan.
We gonna help.
Now that was a tongue right there. Yes, look, look, that destroyed some yolks right there. Egg yolks.
You laugh if you want.
But you know, I asked that question because I look at what was the last incident we had in Atlanta? What was it, Rashard Brooks, when he got killed?
Yep.
You know, everybody took to the streets. You know, they tore up. You know, they tore up everything around it that they could.
That's right.
And you know, you had a few people, you know, that tried to step forth to be, you know, I call them freedom riders, you know, because they found, you know, looking for a platform, you know, a couple of them even tried to come for me when I spoke against it. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. They are trying to join the fight. You had the, you know, some freedom riders that joined in. Actually, you know, tried to make contact with the family and just let the family know that they were with them so they could get invitations to the funeral. I shouldn't have said that. I strike that remark from the record. I shouldn't have said that.
Too late.
Speak the truth. No matter how painful.
I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, you had a few people to spring forth. And the Black Lives Matter movement, to me, is losing steam. And I could be wrong. You all can correct me on that if I am. I guess we're looking for that person or that group that's going to stand out, set apart from everybody else to say, hey, we mean business and we coming back for what you all have stolen from us. You know, and not just the lives, but everything. You know, where is that group? And I'm just throwing it out
there. The Christian church, Doc. See what Black Lives Matter has tried to fill that void. I am not. Well, when it first came out, I told everybody, I am not a fan of Black Lives Matter. Good slogan. But the organization has other agendas. I went on their website. I've been studying them. I've been listening to them. Care what nobody said. I do my own research, and I come to not my own prophetic, my own personal conclusion, but I pray and ask God to show me something of where I'm wrong.
Okay.
Black Lives Matter has a whole different agenda. But they're there because church refuses to fill the vacuum.
But can I ask a question while y'all on that Black Lives Matter thing? How did it happen that a white guy, a pink guy, whatever color you want to call him, ended up with the patent to Black Lives Matter? Now he getting paid. Every time you say Black Lives Matter, he gets paid. So just say BLM, okay? Okay, thank you. I'm just
going to
throw that out there.
See,
well,
and that's what I'm saying.
I didn't know anything about that, but that's some good research to find out.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. Thank you for that. But I'm going to
find
out.
When they started that, he went and patented Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
A white guy. And now he gets paid. Every time you mention the name, you put on a shirt, you put on a sign, it's his. He gets paid for it.
Yeah. That's something good to research, y'all, because I'm telling y'all, the Black Lives Matter organization has gotten millions of dollars. I'm not telling you what somebody told me. I'm telling you what I know. Go to your own
research. Get millions of dollars off of you just saying it. Just say BLM or BM. Like
the Black Lives Matter. I'm talking about the organization and the chef. They got millions of dollars. They don't do nothing for black folks in their communities. But y'all got to research that. But the key is this. Like in my city, I've been fighting in my city for 20 years.
I don't need to research it
because
I already know.
Yeah, I'm talking about the broader audience. I'm talking about the broader audience that's listening to us. They have an issue with what we're saying because most of them they follow along with what you see on the media. They're not doing no research. But listen, let's get to the real core of this. And I don't want to get us off subject, you know.
Can I get the news finished? Can we get the news finished? I didn't say preach on it. I said give me the news.
I don't want to preach
on it,
but I want to say the church, we got to keep, because we are a Christian organization, we got to keep looking at the Christian church and why are we So what's the word I want to use when you can't
quiet,
when you can't get right?
Because
I will say that most of the organizations that, that we had back then, the church was the backbone of those organizations.
Okay.
Because if you look at like the look at the leaders of those organizations, most of them were like church clergy, you know, pastor,
that's
deacons,
right,
you know, or whatever. So, I mean, I can go with you on that, Bishop. But again, we're just looking for one of these bishops or clergy or somebody to baton and run with it.
And we
and
got
understand,
more money than they had back then. But why they don't want to get involved?
Yeah,
that's
true.
Whole show right
now.
That's the whole show. That's the show, Glo.
Now,
that's a whole nother
now,
show. Thank you. Why,
I guess,
we gonna talk
and
about that next week. Why the wild pastors and stuff?
No, not next week.
Involved.
We got the next. I got a concert next week. We got the next.
Oh no! What did I just say? You say what is the topic? Fired. You fired.
So it's I guess what we have to keep in mind, and this is for everybody, that when you if you're going to take this mountain and run with it, understand what you're sacrificing to take that and run with it. I mean, and some people are just not willing to do that. Well, okay, how we sell the street, they're just not built for it.
Oh, no. You said it first. You said it right. Unwilling to sacrifice. But we don't want to talk about that in the church. We don't want to talk about our leaders, because whatever you put on the head runs down to the body.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And some of us just ain't got the energy to do
that. I'm going to leave that alone. Until after next
praise
week.
Praise be to God. Okay. So that's the news for today. You think? No, I don't think. In the process, somebody got fired, and who got fired, Sister Vanity Popcorn?
Who got fired, Sister Popcorn?
Minister Dr. Reverend. Why did he get fired?
Minister Dr. Reverend.
Because you said she said go on with the news. You kept talking, so you too.
Well, you know,
okay.
Ain't you a Christian?
Yes,
since popcorn?
Okay, I tell you what.
Love covers a multitude of sin.
Oh Lord, hit me on the back surface. Let me go in the back office. You go in the back office, and me and I tell you the answer to that. I hear a song coming up. I hear the sound, but I hear a song. Hurry up, finish up by me. y'all talking about.
I like that. I like that.
That's nice. That's nice. I like it. That's nice. That's nice.
We said that's that nana. That's that nana.
Y'all
start playing them kind of songs. Y'all gotta let somebody know so I can get some new help hands for somebody weird. I ain't got time to be flipping all over the weed, all over this place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh boy, help her Lord, poor thing.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to
by Evangelist some help hands.
Some help hands. I should get her some silver number nine.
They get you a baseball cap. They get you a baseball cap. That's all. that's all about that.
See, this one.
Or a stocking cap.
See, when you get them crazy people on the app, you don't be putting everybody on the radio. You can't do that. You put everybody on the radio. Because somebody like Mr. D, he need a rubber room and a lefty drip. He need both of them. Wait a minute. What you say?
Mm-hmm.
You need what? A rubber room.
A rubber
and a lefty drip. Okay, you
don't worry about the stuff. We're going to buy you some new wigs. We're going to get you some of that silky number nine, all right? Don't worry about it. We're going to hook you up.
Yeah, y'all please do that. Help her sister out. Black history right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes with none other than the what is it? The Reverend, the doctor, the Reverend, all that stuff, you know, or whatever he thinks he is.
All right.
Black history in the
All right, Black history. Today, I want to go back and talk some about the philosophy of how we got to where we are today. There are three main characters that form the philosophy of how we look at Black people and our history. And from Eurocentric conservative position, all right? You know, I always like to start out with the negative and then bring you into the positive. One of them is named Samuel Baker. Samuel Baker was an explorer in the 17th century. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you, but you said Samuel Baker. That, you know, I'm a baker, so don't be putting my name out.
His whole name is Sir Samuel White Baker. That's his name. He was born in 1821, and he was an explorer. Now, they fashioned this philosophy about African people. Samuel Baker, Friedrich Hegel, and and the rest of those guys during that time, they formed these ideas, and it was false about Black people having no culture. Now, they all knew about the Renaissance periods of Europe and the Moors in Europe and what they did, but they had begun to get power. And all of Europe was becoming rich off of Africa. So these philosophers came up with all of these lies, that they started telling about Black people. Samuel Baker said that Black people did not have the noble character of a dog. You will find this in some of the teachings that were done. And Different but Equal is a documentary that brings people into some of the things that were taught in Europe to demise Black people. Because you got to understand how they formulated their thought to bring us to where we are today. Now, Samuel Baker said that Black people did not have the noble character of a dog. There was nothing but selfishness and gratitude. There was no high culture or any of these things when he was traveling through Africa, all right? And these were just lies. He only went through a few places, supposedly searching for the source of the Nile. And when they went through Africa, him and other guys, and they start seeing all these different things, and some of the archaeologists, and they would find treasures, they would say that they would give the credit to some supposedly wandering European, all right? That's Samuel Baker. Friedrich Hegel was the same way. He was a philosopher. And during this time, they wanted to appease what was popular at the time, and they were just bringing black people down and their culture, and that's passed on today. Because when we were coming up in school, you didn't get positive about Africa. Because I'm talking about now the psychological position that we were put in your mind when you were a child. If you were like I was growing up in America in the average community, and you saw watching TV and somebody said, "Oh, you're African," you would say, "No, I'm not," because they were presented as ignorant and stupid. And there were never any ignorant or stupid people in Africa. The first C-section that was reported of a person doing was done by black people in Africa, all right? And we're going to talk about some of those other things at another time. But right now I want to talk about the philosophy. See, the philosophy changed in the 17th and 18th century to demise black people. And Samuel Baker and Friedrich Hegel were the two main persons that were doing this. And a lot of this stuff that they were saying, they were making it up to demise black people. They said that black people could never have created a high civilization. False myths surrounding the majestic civilization of Egypt. Visiting Europeans refused to believe that Africans, the indigenous people of inner Africa, could have created what was done in Egypt. And remember, Egypt is a Greek name. The proper name is Kemet. That name means people with the black face. Herodias and all of you, some of your Greek people, when they were in Africa, they described them as tall, woolly-haired people. And there are six or seven different shades of black people when you took Mid and North Africa, well, in North Africa, because they married to all these other people that they enslaved and were coming into Africa, okay? That's why you have all these different skin tones. And even in Central Africa,
right,
you got reddish brown people, okay? But ancient Egyptians looked like somewhere between Fred Sanford and Wesley Snipes. That's your color spectrum because of the people. So the Friedrich Hegel, Samuel Baker, and all these guys started teaching, and matter of fact, it was all throughout your American history books until the 1970s when they started taking it out because black people had civilizations and kingdoms that go back 10,000 years when there was nothing in Europe, okay? They was already selling to China. They had already been to America. But these people who had created this philosophy of which I call now niggerization about black people being dumb, stupid, and ignorant was done by these two guys, and it was passed down to us, Friedrich Hegel and Samuel Baker. All you got to do is study some of their ideologies, some of their philosophy, and how they were explored, and you will see how we got to this ridiculous foolishness that we have today. Or when you're dealing with, when you're dealing with black people and history, that's a part of your black history today.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Well, that's what. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, you messed me up when you said between Fred Sanford and Wesley Snipes. You messed me
that's
up
right.
with that. I just tried to put all that together.
Yeah, that's a big
problem. Now, far as I know, I mean, black people can produce some all every kind of shade in between white
that's
and
right.
black.
That's right.
Now,
white and
come on,
baby. But wait a minute.
Come on,
you know, ain't no white people. Ain't no such a. You know, they say they're so pure. They're so white. They pink. And I'm brown. That's the end of that.
Yeah, but come on, baby. Let's talk about it. Now, just visualize putting Wesley Snipes on one ear and Fred Sanford on the other.
Fred is red brown.
Because he just got a red tone. He ain't even light.
He wasn't really light.
He pale complexion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's That's an extreme.
That's extreme. Seven different shades of black people before we come to America.
Yeah.
Well, I told everybody, I'm not saying I'm black no more. I'm not black. I'm brown. And white people ain't white. They pink. So that's kill all
well,
that.
I'm trying to get four shades blacker. That's what I'm trying to do. If I can get my four shades blacker, I'll be happy. I want to be so black when I walk in the room and say boo.
And then you'll be blue. You won't be blue. You'll be black. I mean, you'll be black.
Be
you'll
blue.
Be blue. Look, how did you say boo? You so black. We used to talk. We used to talk about each other with kids that you so black you spit you.
Help them, Lord Jesus.
And what about this one? You so black when you get out the car, the oil light go on.
Yeah.
What? Help me, Lord. Help them, Jesus. Anyway, right here, right now, let's do something. Tasha Page Lockhart in the house. I got to bring her back a song called Right Here, Right Now, Right Here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Yeah, read pretty
y'all ain't
song,
got this
getting, I just told you, Robert Roll, let them drip.
I'm not supposed to be here right now. See, I was so proud. I can't believe how I'm here right now. Thank God I'm here right now.
Can you believe it? Everything it happened for me. See, there was a season. Doubt if I'm honest, I thought you forgot my name. That is the reason you never get caught up in what you're seeing. So don't stop believing in me and you. I know we'll make it through someday. Whatever winds blow our way, put a smile on your face. We're too close now. Don't ever let me hear you say I'm not supposed to be here right now. Disappointment has meaning. Don't think about leaving. We're gonna make it through someday. Whatever winds blow our way, put a smile on your face. We're too close now. Don't ever let me hear you say
I'm not
can you believe it? because I'm here, right now on Glorious Gospel Vibes, letting y'all know. Let me tell y'all something. I got an announcement to make. Look here. We got a little thing to talk about. Revival. We talked about revival for the last 2 weeks now. We need y'all to get on the hood and give me a holler if you really just join in with me. You know we're going to have to do the virtual, start off with the virtual revival. Because we can't, all be packed up together. But that's all right. That's all right. We're going to try whatever it is. We're going to do whatever it takes to get people to get saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence of speaking in tongues. Because we need to get out here on this dirt and see who we can gather together. Because the building ain't working for us no more. So let's hunt. We got to get on the revival worldwide, city to city, whatever we need to do. So get on the horn, let me know what's going on. GloriousGospelVibes@yahoo.com. Send your information, your name, your number. Pastor, get on your J-O-B because it's time for you to get to work for real. Come out of the building, get out here with us in this dirt fucking mile. Let's get things done. Right here, Glorious Gospel Vibes. We want to hear from you as soon as peaceable. Let's do that. All right, I want to put that out there. Anybody with me?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Anybody with me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Nothing.
I'm down.
It's time to get it together because it's a lot of people out there even say they don't. And some of the stuff I've been hearing, all these little cults that come up in the woodwork. I don't know where all this stuff come from. Some of the stuff I've heard, I'm like, what? What you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me we finna go get ready to be living in the woods because. It ain't going to be like this always. I said, well, guess what? I won't know nothing about it because that'll be after my time. Thank you.
Well, all these other things, I believe these other things are coming about as a result of the people are looking for something. And we don't worship anything. We're created to worship. Now,
anything.
What we worship is on us. But I think that people are looking for something. Because we're not doing a good example of
not being no example and ain't opening our mouths. That's right.
Yeah, we're not putting out a good product with the gospel.
They used to hear the same pastors, the same people in mega churches and stuff. When we get all of us they call little man out here talking some real heavy duty stuff because we done been through some stuff. I think we can do it. How you going to tell me something you ain't never did? Ain't never did nothing. Ain't never been nowhere. Ain't never been through nothing. How you going to tell me something? I got a song like that. I got to play that next week. But we were going to talk about heaven. Yes, right. I was going to talk about heaven today on Inspiration Corner, but I don't have time because it's a little lengthy. So I'm going to bring that up next week or when Dr. Dukes is not going to be here. Because he's going to be preaching. So I'm going to be bringing a title called Heaven and giving y'all an idea of what heaven is and what it ain't. So,
all right. That's going to be good.
Okay. And for all of you all that's not saved, don't know nothing about it, but you want to get saved. You really want to get saved. You just don't know. I don't know if you're afraid or you think you done so much, God not going to forgive you, or what's going on, but the devil is a lie. Y'all know he speaks in our minds and tell us all kind of mess and try to convince us that we are not good enough to even praise God or even honor him or even talk to him. I got news for him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing, let's say the prayer of salvation together, get saved right now, right here, and God going to show up and show out. I promise you, he will show
Amen.
Up and show out. I promise you that. So let's just repeat this after me. For all y'all that want to get saved, this is the day. This is the day.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to be saved and come into the fullness of you. I know that I have sinned in my life. And I ask that you forgive all my sins, the ones I know about and the ones I don't know about. I now confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful gift. Because now I know that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. So right now, you're saved.
Amen.
You say right now. I ain't go through all that. You say right now. All you have to say, Lord, I surrender everything. I'm saved. And I turn everything over to you. I lift my hands to you and praise you right now, knowing that, Lord God, you're going to work it out for me. Show up and show out. That's what you got to do. And you got to believe that the whole concept of salvation is faith and believing. Believing the word of God. So you get into a Bible teaching church, or you get on that computer and find you somebody that's speaking into your spirit and something that you can link up with and feel. Sometimes it's just a feeling. You say, no, you know, you'll say, I feel real good. I heard that word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And anyone that's not speaking that same language, cut them off.
That's right.
Turn the page. Go to log into another. You're going to find the right one.
Go down your cell phone. Go through your cell phone and cut off some of the folk you know you've been needing to cut off in the first place because they're going to start you growing.
Oh, yeah. Because guess what? You are not a new peculiar kind of person. And they ain't gonna like the way you talking, no way. But it's all right. Because you know you're on the right path, the right roads. The road called straight. So don't worry about it.
I saw something on Instagram today, and they were like, oh, no, these people kill me talking about going to hell when hell is just a state of mind. I said, okay.
He died. He said he died and went to hell. And he seen his friend down there that had them been cheating and stealing and doing everything from him, stole money from everybody. He was down there talking about, hey, go out there, I'm just going to give you a name. Lou, I got his money. Now he in hell. Burn it. He got his money. He's still lying.
It's funny, you know, when people
We might want to get that money back up here some kind of way now.
I
really hate to believe something
y'all.
Like that alone.
We
all
Cause you're rough in our tone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone. And you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone.